Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We love that theme song because it means that Carrie Gore is here with Hastings Community Education. She's the Director of Community Education, and we are thrilled to have her in studio. And she also brought with her Angela Schack and Becca Bear. Great to see all of you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So, Carrie, tell us a little bit about who you brought with you, please.
Well, this is our second year of the Great Rivers Consortium for our Adult Basic Education, and I am just so surprised in such a great way about all of the things that we've done in the last 2 years. It's outstanding, and two of the people that I brought with me today are making things happen in Hastings.
Oh, so, I love it.
Yeah, so I have Angela Schack. She's the Access Coordinator and Program Specialist, and Becca Bear, she's also a Program Specialist, and like I said, they're doers, and we really like that in our community. Yeah, so I brought them here today to talk about some of the things that we're specifically doing, especially some new initiatives with Pathways to Prosperity Grant, which I'd like to start out with.
Yes, I would love to hear about that, please.
So I'm going to pass that off to one of you to take that on.
Well, right now we are finishing up the Pathways to Prosperity Grant in the Office Technology. We currently have 13 students enrolled, and they are taking courses at Century College, and they will get 10 credits in Office Technology. And the exciting one that we have coming up is the manufacturing grant. And that one starts, is that one in April? April 13th.
April 13th, yep.
And what does that involve, please?
Yeah, so the students will receive a certificate in manufacturing skills production tech. So they will be ready to go right into the workforce. And we are partnering with Intech Plastics here in Hastings and Renewal by Anderson in Cottage Grove to their employment partners in the grant as well.
So can you give us a little bit of background what Great Rivers Adult Education Consortium is? Maybe you could give a refresher on that for people that don't know, because you, Angela, and Becca are from South Washington County, okay?
Right, and so like I said, 2 years ago we formed this consortium, so we merged programmings with the Hastings Public Schools and South Washington County Public Schools. Adult basic ed is so much more than you would imagine. So a lot of people think about the GED test, which is really, really great, and it's been exciting here lately in Hastings. But we have our ESL program, so English as a Second Language for adults. We have our partnerships with Intech Plastic and Anderson Windows that work with businesses to tailor curriculum specifically to what their employees need. We have programming at the jail. We have parenting classes. We have GED opportunities.
Coping with anger and college prep classes as well there.
And that's really increased as well. We didn't used to offer all of those great things, but yeah, we're proud to add to that. And so It's been really great to have that partnership, because with all these levels of staffing and extra resources, we're able to do more throughout both districts. So.
And then do you have classes in both districts?
Yeah, so we have classes in Cottage Grove and Woodbury and Hastings, and then we also have classes at Century College.
When you mentioned some of your partners for office technology and for manufacturing, when you say people can take some of your classes and then get right into the workforce, wow.
And the most exciting part is, what does this cost?
Nothing to the student. So it's free to the free to the student. It's through a grant through DEED, the Department of Employment and Economic Development. I think I got that right.
Yeah.
And it's a partnership with Washington County. So they're the fiscal agent for that grant. And then we are the education partner.
Yeah, it's a great partnership between Career Force in Washington County and then Century College, us as Great Rivers, and then Intech and Renewal by Anderson as well.
So who would be a candidate for that program?
Typically, they're looking for people that are, to qualify, you need to either fall under one of the categories of being a low income, someone who's been incarcerated in the past, someone of minority. Usually also dislocated workers would qualify for the program as well.
And then we have English as a second language class here in Hastings. We like to call Hastings the south location to this consortium. And over the last 2 years, we've been trying to figure out what suits our community best as far as morning, daytime, or evening classes. And so we've done a variety of different things to try to encourage students to come to our classes.
How does that work if English is a second language? Primary languages would be very varied. So how do you teach that? Do you have to have more than one teacher?
So we just have one teacher per class, but we do have volunteers. And our teachers are, they're miracle workers. I'm not sure. I mean, we get people coming in who are just, they're just nodding their head at everything that you're saying. And the next thing you know, they're having full conversations and they're ready to go to conferences with their kids. And it's really amazing to watch the work that happens in those courses.
And think of the confidence for them also.
Absolutely.
You know, it opens up so many doors, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And they find community in those classes as well. They celebrate all sorts of different things in those classes, as well as the success that they're having in the class. So, you know, even if you don't know anyone coming to the class, just feel and know that you'll be supported while you're there.
You say that those are evening classes. Is it a firm start and stop date, or can people just, is it fluid?
Yes. Okay. Yep. So students can enroll whenever suits them. The courses run with a normal school calendar, and then we have a modified schedule for the summer, but we are doing continual enrollment. It is managed enrollment, so we do have students come and meet us for a registration appointment ahead of time. And that helps us to get to know what level they're coming in at and what their needs might be, so we can make sure that we find the course that fits them, that's going to fit them the best.
But as we grow, we just would like to encourage our community members to help refer people that might need English as a second language. We're working with our community partners like Hastings Family Service or other local organizations to try to draw more students to our classes. So we are really excited about the future, but we're really looking to grow the program.
So if somebody is listening and they know somebody perhaps that would be a candidate for this, is it the Hastings Cottage Grove area, or what is the parameter of this?
Yeah, so they could call our office and we would set up a time to meet with them. We try to, if students coming from Hastings, we try to meet with them at Tilden so that they don't have to leave their community. However, if the course that, you know, if they're available for morning classes, those classes meet in Woodbury, so we might refer them up there to take classes. We do have a couple students that are heading up to Woodbury for the morning classes, and we also have leveled instruction in Cottage Grove, where in Hastings it's a multi-level, more one-room schoolhouse type style. However, most of the students that are coming seem to be in the around the same level, so it works pretty well, but it is open for all levels of students.
Well, I think that's great, and I'm glad we're getting the word out about that. I know a lot of people would like to get their GED if they didn't somehow get it originally, and so we have opportunities to do that in Hastings, don't we?
Yeah, and we've had a lot of success lately. If you follow our Hastings Community Ed Facebook page, you can see that we have a lot of students passing the GED, and they're very excited. We have little mini hallway celebrations with them that are really fun.
So the GED right now through the state, they have funding that is actually free. Usually it costs about $30 for each subject test, and there's four different subjects that you have to pass in order to complete your GED certificate or diploma. And so right now the state is paying for your first subject in each test for free. So our center has been very busy. One of the nice things about our center is that we just test one person at a time. And a lot of our students like that because it's a small room. You don't feel like you have to, you can talk out loud if you need to, read the content if you need to out loud, and not feel like you're interrupting someone next to you or having people listen to you during that time as well. And we've had, just in January and February, we've had 37 tests actually taken.
Wonderful. And do you help prep them for the tests then?
Absolutely. We have free GED prep. We also help with completing your diploma as an option as well, if that's a route that you want to go to.
And what is the difference, please?
Yeah, typically if you have less than like 10 to 15 credits, that may be a good route for you to look at is completing your K-12 diploma. And so what we would do is get a transcript from your last school and then kind of work that into either getting the Hastings diploma through the Hastings School District or going through a SOWASHCO diploma as well, and then seeing what that would entail for that specific student, and then set them up with those credits to finish those credits. And then if someone is wanting to finish their GED, we bring them in and do some assessment testing, kind of see what level that they're at and how close they would be to actually taking that test. And we can do free practice tests for them as well. And so once they've done that, then we would bring them in and either get them scheduled for the real test or have them come for one of our free prep classes.
And what is the oldest candidate graduate that you've had?
We've had someone that just got their diploma who was 61, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we have a current student who is 73, and she's taking her GED classes.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. That's amazing.
How rewarding for you guys, too, to see that. Thank you for doing that.
Awesome.
It is awesome.
Right.
Definitely. Every situation is different. So we really work one-on-one with each individual, and kind of once we know what level someone is at, we create a one-on-one customized plan for you as well. And so with any of the English as a second language or the GED classes, they can also stop in at Tilden Community Center or the Dakota County Pleasant Hills Library, or Hastings Family Service has all of our information as well.
Oh, nice. That's great.
Right. You know, another great outcome of having this consortium is that one of the goals that we'd had for a long, long time was to get a GED testing center at the jail. And by having this great team together, we have been able to do that. And so we've been doing that out of the jail and have had a couple success stories there as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we've had at least 12 people in the past year and a half that have been able to complete their whole GED while in jail, which is hard because not all of them are there for very long.
So how does that work?
We have our GED prep classes at the jail as well. And so it's the same sort of process where they're testing them to see where they're at and fulfilling all their learning needs from that point on until they're ready to take the test.
You know, think of how that will really help people getting back out into the quote-unquote real world.
Yeah, it's so encouraging. Just the joy on these guys' face when they complete their GED, and just to know that they're going back out into the community and they could be our neighbors, and they now have a totally different world available to them, and just the opportunity that is not only for them but for their families and our community as well.
What great stories.
And even if they start the process, you know, the great thing about technology today is if they are released and they move to another town or what have you, the information is all available so they can continue on that journey. So,
You know, I would be surprised if any of us would pass the GED without studying, right?
I mean, that would be a tough
my
one.
My understanding is it's tough.
They did change, so the GED test changed in 2014, and the new test is more workplace and college ready than the previous test was. So initially we were finding that people were struggling with it, but now I think that it's more concrete than abstract as the old one was, and I think that that's been helpful for students. There's a more specific way to study for it, and it's a little bit more real life examples that are on the exam, which I think has been super helpful for students, and we're seeing a lot of success with the tests.
Yeah, they have a great practice test that usually if you would take them at home, they would be $6 per subject test, and so that's something else that we can help people get for free as well to really see that they're ready before they would spend that money, if they were spending money on the actual GED, or to take advantage of that one free test that they can do as well.
Mm-hmm. And when you say there are four different tests, what are the categories, please?
They would have to pass the reading language arts test, math, mathematical reasoning, science, and then social studies. Each one is a different length of time. The RLA one is about 2.5 hours. The math one is 2 hours. The social studies is the shortest one. That's about 1 hour and 15 minutes. And then science is about 95 minutes.
And think of the sense of accomplishment people have after taking these tests.
It is great to see their faces,
I bet.
You know, when they come out, and they're just so relieved and happy to have gotten through that whole journey, too. Mm. So, yeah.
You know, when you really hear the word community center, that's what your space is, isn't it?
It really is, and we try really hard to make sure that everybody feels welcome at Tilden, and in how we set up our building and the relationships we develop with people, and listening to the community and seeing what it is that they need. And it's always what's unique to Hastings, too. So some of these things that we're talking about are the needs that we're finding in our community, and we're happy to work as a team to address them.
Mm-hmm. So is the consortium on a year-to-year basis, or do you think it's here to stay? How does that work, please?
I do feel like it is here to stay. We do work on a two-year contract, and we do have to work with the Department of Ed to combine our funding. But yeah, it's such an obvious decision for us, and it's going so mm-hmm. well that I do feel like it's here to stay.
Yeah, you can do so much more together.
So tell us about some computer classes also that I know you offer at the Tilden Community Center.
Well, this has been a big goal for a while, mm-hmm. is to offer these computer classes. And so I see that we're kind of getting started out, you know, with them, but we got some future goals in mind as well. So
yeah, in a lot of our classes, we don't necessarily have an actual formal class for them. We can always work with people kind of on a one-on-one basis too, to try to meet their needs. And so a lot of people will just call our office and be looking for like a basic computer class, or they need help work to learn their smartphone, that kind of thing. And so then we'll really meet with them one-on-one. There's some different online things that we can work with them to go through the basic steps of learning a computer. And then a lot of the Microsoft Office, we try to develop some different online platforms that mm-hmm. they can use, and we can support them.
So who
that.
Is your typical student for those classes, please?
It really varies. I would say probably lately it's been stay-at-home moms that have been wanting to get back in the workplace, and so they want to just brush up on their skills, maybe a couple dislocated workers that are they're shifting their career path, and so they just want to get a brush up for their resume. We also offer the North Star Digital Literacy Certificate, and that is recognized by 400 Minnesota employers as a credential for work. So it just proves that you have knowledge in, what is it, Microsoft Office,
PowerPoint,
basic computer use, Outlook, internet. Yeah. Like, I mean, there's 12 or 13 different points that people have to hit to receive this, but we also can offer that certificate as well.
That would look great on a resume for people getting back out into the workforce. So much great stuff going on. Anything else you want to add?
You know, I talked a little just a second about our future goals, and technology is so prevalent in so many areas of our life that it becomes really a fundamental skill that people need. And so, you know, we're looking at what do our parents need, for example, and you look at how our school system is set up and how you check grades and report cards and all of that through online resources through our school district. And so even if those are the types of needs that you have, please contact us and let us know, because we can help you learn that as well.
You
know,
great point.
And that's just one area in the field of education, but there's so many others as well.
That's something that we're looking to try to add a future class in Hastings, is to learn like that Schoology portal and parent portal, those kind of things.
All the parents. Kids out there listening are going, whoa, whoa.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Good for you. Ladies, what a great conversation. Thank you for educating us and all the great things going on with the Great Rivers Adult Education Consortium. And we want to thank Angela Schock and Becca Baer for being here to represent the South Washington County portion. And Carrie Gore, the Director of Community Education in Hastings. Thanks for always being on the forefront of all these great things.
My pleasure.
And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.